question arises, what is the proper way for the Chazan to say Kedusha? And specifically in regards to the responses which the Tzibur says, Kedosh, Baruch, Yimloich, Shabbos, Musaf, you have Shema. How should the Chazan be saying it vis-a-vis the Tzibur? Should he say it with the Tzibur? Should he say it independent of the Tzibur? What are the issues? So the Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Chaf Hey, which is the Siman which talks about the Halachas of Kedusha, raises this question: is it proper for the Chazan to say it, wait till everybody's finished and say it out loud, or should he say it together with the Tzibur? Because he said in the Kadesh, we will be Mekadosh Hashem, and everybody's saying it, he's standing there not saying it. It's not seemed to be proper. He says that as we're making the announcement that we are going to be Mekadosh Hashem's name and say Kadosh, and the whole Tzibur is saying Kadosh, and he's not saying it out, saying it with the Tzibur. He does point out that maybe you could argue that since he's there too much of the Tzibur, he counts like 10 people. It's like he's saying it with a minion himself when he says it afterwards. So he raises the question, and he says it would seem to him that the proper procedure for the Chazan is to say it together with the Tzibur, because when he's saying it, he's calling upon the Tzibur to be Mekadosh Hashem's name, he cannot be Moiti himself from the Tzibur and not join them and say it. In the Moshe Zatzal, in the Igros Moshe, raises the question the other way. We know that the halach is a person is in a point in that where he cannot answer Kedusha. He's in Shemona Esrei and he can't answer Kedusha. So the halach is that he should listen to Kedusha and be Yotzeh the Kedusha with the concept of Shemei Ka'ina. Now, for the person to be Yotzeh with Shemei Ka'ina, you have to have a halach that the one who is being Moitzi you has intent to be Moitzi you. So who is this person are you going to listen to during Kedusha who's going to be Moitzi you? The person next to you has no Kavana to be Moitzi you. So who are you supposed to listen to? So you're supposed to listen to the Chazan who's saying Kadosh and being made to you with Kadosh, Baruch, and Yimloch. Well, if the Chazan's saying it with the Tzibur, so now what are you supposed to do? Because if the Chazan's saying it with the Tzibur, you can't hear him. And he says, and even if the Chazan does not have a specific intent to be Moitzi the people which are still davening, since the purpose of the Chazan to stand up by the Omid is to be Moitzi people who need to be Yotzei, and there's X amount of people which need to be Yotzei, Kadosh, Baruch, and Yimloch, because they're holding the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, so he's being Moitzi then. So Lachar, he would have to wait till everybody's quiet for him to say it out loud, that people could hear it and be Yotzei. So now we have a conflict. According to Moshe, Moshe seems to say that a person should wait and say it afterwards, that he can be Moitzi to the people which need to be Yotzei. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person, the Chazan, cannot wait because he's calling upon the Tzibur to say Kedusha, and he's not saying it, which is not proper. So what should you do? So the Bir Halacha at the end says, it's clear to him though, even if he does not say it immediately together with the Tzibur, as long as the Tzibur is still saying it, he says it also, that's called he's saying it with the Tzibur. So during the weekdays, that's a very simple solution. So whenever he says, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzvokos, Meloi, Chalorot, Kavoidoi, before they finish saying Kavoidoi, he starts saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, but then it's quieting down. He's still saying it with the Tzibur, because he can say it out loud, everybody can hear. So the Chazan should wait till the sound of the Tzibur has not died down totally, but it's died down enough that people can hear him, and then he should start saying Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh out loud, so people can be Yotzei. So this way you fulfill the idea that Moshe says you're being Yotzei the Tzibur. You fulfill the idea that the Mishnah Berurah says that you should join with the Tzibur to say it together, and that'll work by Kadosh, Baruch, and Yimloch during the weekdays. On Shabbos, it gets a little more complicated, because if you wait till every, you can't do that, because again, you have to say together with them Kadosh, but meanwhile they have this long sentence in between. By the time it dies down, you're not with them. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say in that situation, the Chazan should say it quietly to himself with the Tzibur, and if possible, if he has a very loud voice, he can say it with the Tzibur out loud, and the people will hear him and be Yotzeh that way. When it comes to Shema, which seems to be not the meaning of the Chazanim, there's a law, when the Tzibur says Shema, a person should not, if I walk into shul, I'm not davening, and the Tzibur is saying Shema, I have to say Shema with them, they're being Mekabel Omach Shema, I should say Shema with them. So Rabbi Yashu says, when the Tzibur is saying Shema during Kedusha, the Chazan cannot stand there and not say anything. The whole Tzibur is being Mekabel Omach Shema, and he's being quiet. That's not correct. So many, again, many of the tunes which Chazanim use, of course, need Shema Yisrael for the tune to work, because they need extra section, right? So, but halachically, a person, the Chazan should say Shema Yisrael together with the Tzibur, and if he then start out loud from Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, etc. So again, the Chazan should do what he can to make sure that he's saying with the Tzibur both Kadosh, both Baruch, both Yimloch, and also Shema Yisrael. But he should say it in such a way that he can invite to the Tzibur those which need to be Yotze. Have a good morning.